If you haven't heard, Seraphine Valora is a hot new name blowing up on social media with over 200,000 followers. But this isn't the latest influencer. It is a brand creating lifelike models with artificial intelligence. Co-founded by Valentina Gonzalez and Andrea Petrescu, Seraphine Valora is no common ChatGPT, but a huge team working together in hopes to innovate the industry. After their guest campaign featured in Vogue, many users critiqued the lack of diversity in their portfolio, especially due to the unlimited options they would have with AI, which led many to wonder, what message is this sending to women?
AI-generated models do not have any of the normal flaws or imperfections that an everyday person might have.
That's Professor Rojin McNanny, a digital health researcher at the University of Melbourne. Her latest work revolves around social media and its correlation to eating disorders.
It's just taking us 20 steps back in relation to where we've come in the fashion industry.
And evidently so. A 2024 Dove report shows almost half of Australian women have felt pressured to alter their appearance because of online content, even when they knew the images were fake or AI generated.
Obviously, we've got Photoshop and flaws are removed, but the concept that the flaws aren't even there in the first place is a little bit mind-boggling.
Professor McNanny says these could lead to more concerning issues.
So we know that there's massive impacts that social media can have on body image and the formation of disordered eating practices.
But Seraphine Valora justifies these stereotypical model images, claiming they tried posting diverse models on social media, but their engagement dropped, in some cases by 10 times. However, sacrificing diversity for likes on social media may be impacting the mental health of audiences more than we think.
Improving diversity on the type of content that people view has really positive protective factors in terms of their body image.
So, could it be the case that companies need to push more diversity? Or do we need to be an active audience in choosing whose content we engage with? Perhaps it's a case of how these models were created. CEO of Icon Management, Chelsea Bonner, has been in the modeling industry for over 20 years and says AI models are threatening the industry.
Every fake avatar that you see is actually a composite of 100 other real women that have been stolen and used to create one avatar.
Seraphine Valora says they do hire models for their projects, but for Australia in particular, there is limited regulations and legislation for AI models.
They don't have to identify anything.
Which also raises the question, if models start losing their jobs, will this impact other industries?
You know, just in this last year, the amount of marketing companies, advertising agencies, producers that I know personally who have just had to close their doors and walk away, it will displace industry worth about $123 billion to the Australian economy. And if that industry collapses, all of the taxes, superannuation, Medicare levies, and everything else that we provide to the Australian economy disappears.
So, if AI models have displaced professions and are harming our body image, why is it happening? Western Sydney University's professor Gemma Sharp leads research for body image and eating disorders.
An AI model is far cheaper to generate and create than paying photography, a model. This is a far cheaper way of advertising.
But it's not all doom and gloom for AI. Because researchers such as Professor Sharp are using new technology for good. Let me introduce you to Chatbot Gem, a platform created with people aged 13 and up, including parents and carers.
What we do is give information just like this about how social media can be unrealistic and how you should follow people who make you feel good about yourself and unfollow people who make you feel negatively about yourself.
And for individuals already struggling with body image, researchers are working on chatbots for eating disorder treatment.
Chatbot that helps people who are on the wait list for eating disorder services to provide a single session assessment and intervention to kind of give them psychoeducation resources while they wait for their appointments.
Overall, we don't know what holds for the future of AI in Australia, and this could just be the beginning. Make sure to be cautious online and put yourself first. Don't be afraid to reach out if you need help.